This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, March 28th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Our topic number 5 today, of course, is Ukraine. The Institute for the Study of War, which, again, full disclosure, is a neocon think tank. So keep that in mind. They've got a very anti-Russia bias in their analysis. Help your analysis of their analysis. They've prepared what you can see in the screen behind me, which is a helpful animated map showing the changes in territory between Russian forces and Ukrainian forces over the first month of the war. They, again, showing what they believe is the beginning of a Ukrainian counterattack, beginning earlier, well, about 1 week ago, in this area here, which is just to the west of Kyiv. Again, bear in mind that they would like to see Russia fail in this effort. Their analysis last week suggested that Russia had already failed to achieve its initial objectives, which was the capture of large cities, the major metropolitan areas in Ukraine to force regime change, and that they are now beginning to entrench north of Kyiv in defensive positions, which suggests a longer stalemate, a longer drawn-out conflict. Now, there's another report that was published on Thursday, which is quoting an analysis by a U.S. Army vehicle auditor with 10 years experience, a gentleman named Trent Talenko. In early March, he saw on social media a photograph of a Russian Pantsir S-1 missile system near the Ukrainian city of Kherson, and his eyes went to the tires on this vehicle because that's his training with the U.S. Army. Instead of using expensive tires that can support the weight of this missile system, the Russian army had opted for cheap Chinese-made tires, which were not in good condition and did not appear to be properly maintained. So Talenko published a Twitter thread that got some attention, got him on the national media. On March 19th, he posted another Twitter thread in which he discussed operational attrition, that is, loss of vehicles by a military force without a shot being fired. Vehicles that are falling apart because they're being operated under extreme conditions without proper preventive maintenance being done. According to Talenko, the U.S. Army has a professional NCO corps that lives, breathes, and eats preventive maintenance. The U.S. Army enforced rest periods for its drivers to keep them safe. These are things that the Russian Army does not have and does not do. And for the past 10 years, these trucks that are now being pulling heavy artillery into war zones have not been maintained. They're being now overloaded with artillery and ammunition and sent into the war zone, and they are falling apart. And this may account for some of the delays that the Russian army has experienced in trying to achieve its objectives. Talenko predicts that in 6 to 8 weeks, the entire Russian army military truck fleet will be deadlined, his words. And he wrote, quote, between the end of April and mid-May 2022, the Ukrainian army will be able to attack everywhere because there will be nowhere more than 20 miles inside Ukraine where Russian troops won't be out of food and low on ammunition. Is it a big mistake for the Russian army to rely on Chinese tires? Time will tell. This is a prediction that we will be able to check in just a few weeks. Topic number 4, the economy. Fighting fire with fire is one thing, but pouring gasoline on the fire is another thing altogether. And that appears to be what some Democrats in Congress, Democratic politicians across the country, want to do to fight inflation. Some want the federal government to offer stimulus payments to offset the high price of gasoline. According to a bill that is being floated in Congress, families with 2 children could get as much as $300 per month as long as the nation's average gasoline price is above $4 a gallon. This is according to a bill proposed by Representatives Mike Thompson of California, John Larson of Connecticut, and Lauren Underwood of Illinois, all 3 Democrats. Not to be outdone, Representatives Ro Khanna of California and Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island have put forward a second proposal, which would provide a quarterly rebate to consumers based on a tax levied on oil and gas companies. According to the 2 lawmakers, their big oil windfall profits tax would charge a per barrel tax equal to 50% of the difference between the current price of a barrel of oil and the pre-pandemic average price between 2015 and 2019. They claim they've calculated that if the per barrel price is around $120, the tax would raise about $45 billion a year, which would provide single filers about $240 per year, joint filers about $360 per year. another marriage penalty, we note. And last week, Wednesday, California's Governor Gavin Newsom said he's proposing to send direct payments of $400 per vehicle to state residents with a cap of two vehicles. This is really mind-blowing. Democrats are, in effect, trying to bribe voters to forget that we're suffering because of the policies that they put into effect. It's also counterproductive because they're trying to offset the negative effects of their own policies by pumping more cash into circulation, which is what's causing everything to cost more in the first place. It's not fighting fire with fire, it's pouring gasoline on the fire. Topic number three, the assault on free speech. The FBI has been investigating a chain of events around the loss of a diary by Joe Biden's daughter, Ashley. Ashley Biden has had some struggles, like her brother Hunter, dealing with drug addictions and so forth. But this is resulting in some very real concerns about how seriously the federal government treats freedom of speech and freedom of the press. And little attention has been paid to the extraordinary efforts being put forward by the Federal Bureau of Investigation to chase a missing diary on the behalf of the president. They are, in fact, acting like the Praetorian Guard in ancient Rome, protecting the emperor from the people, with little regard for what the Constitution says about our rights of, again, freedom of speech and freedom of the press. Ashley Biden, back in 2020, had been living in a two-bedroom house in Delray Beach, Florida, with a friend. According to the New York Times, she decided to return home to Philadelphia, but left some belongings in the house. In two bags. The Times says that after that, exactly what happens next remains the subject of the federal investigation, end quote. What happened is Project Veritas, the undercover journalists who've exposed some real malfeasance by our government with hidden cameras, they claim that they were given the diary by a tipster, but they decided not to use it. In fact, O'Keefe turned the diary over to law enforcement. And court records show that in October of 2020, O'Keefe told his staff at Project Veritas that they would not publish the diary because it would be perceived as a cheap shot. But rather than doing the right thing by handing it over to law enforcement, that was the beginning of their troubles. The FBI soon came down on them, impounding documents, using court orders to grab documents from Microsoft off of cloud servers. And the group has become a subject. They describe this investigation in the court filing as retributive. Retribution from the Biden administration. Again, they were given the diary, decided not to make it public, handed it over to law enforcement, and for this, they appeared to be the subject of a witch hunt by the FBI. According to the court filings, the government has acted with extreme measures that violate the First Amendment and corrode freedom of the press. Now, putting aside concerns over this government crackdown on a journalistic organization, there are unanswered questions as to why exactly the FBI is investigating a missing diary and how that squares with its mission as an investigative agency. But so far, it appears that neither Congress nor other media organizations want to press the Biden administration for answers. Topic number two, spiritual war games. This is an article that was linked this week at last week at skywatchtv.com. A new after-school Satan Club has been opened in Moline, Illinois. This is the Satanic Temple at work. They're pushing back on the success of Christian Good News after-school clubs. According to a report by Fox News last month, the Satanic Temple has opened its first after-school hour Satan Club for children. They said that students would be offered activities such as science and crafts projects, puzzles and games, and that they would learn about benevolence, empathy, critical thinking, problem-solving, and creative expression. It sounds all wonderful. But they're using First Amendment rights to do this. Communications director at Adams Elementary School in Moline, Illinois, told Fox News that, quote, community use of the school facility after hours is approved by the Board of Education in accordance with the Illinois School Code, end quote. She also said that the new Satanic Children's Club had been advertised through a flyer left in the school building, but insists the school district did not design and print it. Now, ironically, the Satanic Temple claims their followers don't believe in spiritual evil or a literal devil. They are, in fact, atheists, they say, and that the number one historical archetype for the devil is just a symbol of defiance, independence, wisdom, and self-empowerment. They are sadly misinformed. Just a reminder, mom, dad, train up your children in the way they should go. There's plenty of plenty of apologetics resources out there so that we can teach children how they can know that they know that they know that the Word of God is real and true. Coming up, in Israel, rabbis prepare for an ancient ceremony to welcome the Messiah. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
The world is plunging towards chaos as the return of our Savior draws nigh. Skywatch TV is proud to present the coming Rapture exclusive offer. When you order Terry James and Pete Garcia's new book, The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Jonathan Brentner's hope-filled book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, which will invigorate you with a sense of peace and victory amid the chaos that surrounds us. And you'll receive the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgment, where Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brentner team up to disclose what the Bible actually has to say about the judgments of Revelations and the imminency of the rapture. While hundreds of biblical experts point out the ever-increasing ways that individual freedoms are becoming perpetually threatened, global elites aggressively strive towards a one-world government and universal financial currency, and all accounts appear to be setting the end-time stage for fulfillment of God's prophetic word, The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World. Chronicles what events are set in motion now that are driving the prophetic final act of human history, and will bring to you God's prophetic timeline in detail from this present moment. Vivid depictions of unfolding events immediately following the rapture and beyond, through planet Earth's judgment and ultimate restoration. A dramatic, eye-opening presentation of the rapture itself and what happens to children in the mysterious disappearance. Also, the new book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, is a must-have manual of hope and strength in the end times. Join Jonathan Brentner as he helps you to grasp the eternal perspective during life's painful circumstances. In this vital resource, you will develop a firm foundation regarding the return of Jesus and in other areas, such as our reception of immortal and imperishable bodies, our participation in a jubilant celebration followed by a wedding feast, our return to earth and thousand-year reign with Jesus, and our life in paradise, dwelling in the New Jerusalem and exploring the new earth. But that's not all. This incredible offer also includes the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments listed in the book of Revelation. This exclusive DVD also features Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap, all included in the brand new DVD, The Coming Judgments. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $65. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So while the world continues to storm, grab hold of the eternal perspective and be ready for the return of the King. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Coming Rapture exclusive offer, available now at skywatchtvstore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, the red heifer. This relates to a ceremony described, a ritual described in chapter 19 of the book of Numbers. Rabbi Menachem Burstein, who heads the Pua Institute for Medicine and Halakha, which is Jewish law, along with Rabbi Azariah Ariel of the Temple Institute, have been preparing for a ritual that would require the sacrifice of a red heifer, a perfect red heifer with no more than two red hairs, would have to be burned and the ashes used in a ceremony of ritual purification. The ceremony in Numbers chapter 19 is a little bit vague as to what it's for, but Orthodox, ultra-Orthodox Jews have come to believe that this will be required to purify the Temple Mount for the return, for the construction of the Third Temple. They don't believe that we should be going up on the Temple Mount at this point because it has not been purified. According to Rabbi Burstein, they've been working to ensure that a red heifer is ready and available this year. There were cows grown on the Golan Heights that a heifer is just a cow that's not been bred. So the heifers grown under optimal conditions on the Golan Heights. During the last year, black hair was discovered on them, but according to Rabbi Burstein, that the hairs have returned to red, so apparently still eligible for this this ritual. They are looking forward to the two-year birthday of three more heifers that were and still are completely red. According to Burstein, quote, with God's help and if there are no mishaps within half a year, we will have three red heifers ready for the temple, end quote. Now, as Christians, we understand that this is not necessary for Messiah's return. I bring this information to you only so you can understand what is being thought and taught by religious leaders inside Israel. They view the Messiah's arrival as his first coming. We are looking for his second coming, and according to Jesus himself, when he does, the whole world will know that he's here because we'll see him in the clouds with great glory. Well, the unveiling, the next virtual conference from Skywatch TV, our Defender Conference, launches online May 13th, 2022, 12:01 a.m. Central Time here in the U.S. on that day. And for 90 days, all of the presentations, more than two dozen in all, will be available for you to watch on your schedule. You set the schedule, how you watch, what order you watch, how often you watch the same presentations. For 90 days, the schedule is completely up to you. Speakers such as Dr. Tom Horn, New York Times bestselling author Joel Richardson, Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, and many more. The complete list of speakers is online at defenderconference.com. That's also where you click the link to register for the conference. And if you do so by April 15th, or through April 15th, actually, you'll save $10. Registration now just $85. It goes up to $95 on April 16th. Defenderconference.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. Skywatch TV Magazine, available for free. It is now a digital publication thanks to the cost of paper, supply chain issues, you know, helicopter money and all that. Well, to save money, we are making it available as an enhanced PDF document. You can find the link at skywatchtv.com in the right-hand column, or just point the camera on your smartphone or tablet to the QR code on your screen, scan that code, and it will take you right to the archive for Skywatch TV's free e-magazine. Speaking of Israel, we will be there next spring. Sharon and I, alongside our colleagues Allie Henson and Donna Howell, from March 19th through 30th of 2023. Our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, one of the speakers in our upcoming virtual conference, will join us as well. He'll share his research showing us the actual historic locations of the crucifixion and the burial tomb of Jesus. These are not locations on the tour. The crucifixion site, according to Zev's research, is now a parking lot on the Mount of Olives. We'll also visit sites like Joshua's Altar, where that very exciting discovery of the lead tablet was announced last Thursday by Associates for Biblical Research, Dr. Scott Stripling and his team. We will go to Joshua's Altar. We will visit the Temple Mount, God willing, and other sites like the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, Masada, and on the Golan Heights, we'll visit Gilgal, Rephaim, and the newly recognized Serpent Mound of Bashan. Don't miss this tour. Find out more, get an itinerary and a breakdown of costs, and reserve your place for Skywatch TV's 2023 Tour of Israel at skywatchinisrael.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. This fall, we're going to Turkey, visiting the sites of the Churches of Revelation, the site of an early second century underground Christian church, the underground city of Derinkuyu, and Göbekli Tepe, described as the oldest religious community on earth. That and more, Abraham's hometown, the site of the fabulous and incredible stone idols of Mount Nemrut. This is if you're an archaeology lover and you love the Bible like we do, this is a great tour. We'll be joined by best-selling author Doug Hershey, the founder of Ezra Adventures, the tour company coordinating this for us. This will be a small tour. We're trying to keep this to two dozen or less, so there'll be plenty of time for us to talk and share along the way. This is going to be fabulous. Join us. You can find out more online at skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com, or scan the QR code you see on the screen. This week in Skywatch TV, addressing questions about the end times. What happens to children in the rapture? Prophecy experts Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brentner join Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team in our flagship program. You'll find the broadcast schedule for all of our over-the-air programs at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you like setting your own schedule, well, just add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, and then we'll be there whenever you click the remote, or download the free Skywatch TV mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, and you'll get all of our video content, plus important news and a schedule of our upcoming events, all of that in the palm of your hand, whether it's an iOS or Android device or an Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have links to the app stores for your convenience posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find it in the top menu bar, or just scan the QR code on your screen. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.